Shalom Aleichem. Welcome, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parashat Vay, also the Torah Shabbos with Flatbush. Let me share with you some thoughts, and the first is very negaya to the Torah or out in the working place. It says, yes, can be tacha civilized Mitzrayim, Pasha Peshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he will take Klal Yisrael out from civilized Mitzrayim, the difficult work that we had in Mitzrayim. From Gedal Yeshua, quote, the Argadal Yahu, in more than one place, the Dev Drush, Taich, as follows. It says, yes, can be tacha civilized Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael is in Mitzrayim to a point where they can be stifled amidst them. That is to say, where they can understand or adapt to the culture of Egypt. At that point, I've got to get you out before you fall into the 50th Sharatumah. As long as a Jew is in a non-Jewish environment and it's disgusting to him, it's foreign to him, it's distant to him, that's fine. But as soon as he starts to become comfortable, that's a problem. But it says, yes, let me talk a still voice with Israel. I want to take you out before you can be stable in the midst of him. The 50th Sharatumah is the ability to live in a very foreign, a land with very foreign values, and to be able to endure. The similar idea in Parshas Vayetze, the pasuk says that Yaakov decided to leave Lavan's home. Vayar Yaakov is pnei Lavan, v'nei einenu imoy kitzmel shel shem. Yaakov saw the face of Lavan, and it was not with him as it had been previously. It sounds like, well, till now, Lavan was wonderful. And now, Lavan started to be upset with Yaakov. Actually, Lavan was not so wonderful all along. He was constantly trying to cheat Yaakov, as Yaakov says, may upon him. So what is the pshat in this pasuk? Well, I guess pshat is, as I mentioned earlier, but the Derech Drush, I saw, the Yaakov is today Lavan. Yaakov looked at Lavan, and he made an enemy like Yitzchak Shoshan. Yaakov had a disdain for Lavan. Lavan disgusted him. And suddenly Yaakov realized it's not so terrible. He did not have that old disdain for Lavan and Lavan's values. He said, wow, if that's the case, time to leave. Time to go. And then my relationship with him is not Kitzmel Shulshine. The third source for this idea, Ramesh Wright, regarding Moshe Rabbeinu's two children. He named the first one Gershom. Ger Hayisi Be'eretz Machriyav. His second child he named Eliezer. Gilkeyavi Be'ez. Be'atzilaini Mecherav Par. Meaning that the first child was named after the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped Moshe Rabbeinu in a foreign land. And the second child was named after the fact that when Paro tried to kill Moshe Rabbeinu was saved. After Moshe, the order is backwards. He got the wrong order. First he was safe on Paro's sword, and only later did he become a care in a foreign land. Answers from Moshe. Well, he was safe on Paro's sword, and he went to a foreign land. However, had he assimilated there, he was in a place without any Yidden. Had he assimilated, there would be no reason to give thanks for having been saved from Pharaoh's thought, that he'd be killed. However, Gershom, I remained a Ger, I remained a foreigner of Eretz Machriyah. Now is the proper time to give thanks for HaKadosh Baruch Hu saving me from the sword of Pharaoh. So this is the basic theme. The theme is that it's up to Klal Yisrael to remain in the Golos, in other lands, strong in our understanding that the culture around us, enticing though it may be, is actually very foreign. In the Sefer Acharei Ra'i on this week's parasha, he says that this is the remez of the Makkah of Chayshach. Chayshach was the final Makkah before Makkah's Bechiris and the exodus from Mitzrayim. In Makkah's Chayshach, Yidnu taught that when you walk among the nations of the world, you should know that there's darkness all around you. The nations of the world that refuse to be Mekabel the Torah live lives of darkness. And you should know that it's among Klal Yisrael, among the Yidden, that there is light. Now, in the case of Makkah's Chayshach, it was a physical manifestation of this idea. But it's a mussar that it's always that way. When Klal Yisrael walks among the nations, it's as if you're walking in a place of light. The Yid who walks in Manhattan, the Yid who works in a culture which is foreign to him, a culture which is full of things that are not only alien but prohibited to us. A person who walks there has to feel that the people around him don't have the good fortune to have the light that he has. He has the light, they have the chayshah. And this is the hachona for the going out of Mitzrayim. And then in the night of Makkos Bechoris, the Bnei Yisrael were commanded to dress. They had to be dressed, ready to go. That is to say, we're not part of Mitzrayim. We're different than Mitzrayim, even though they were not leaving yet. But they had to wear the garb, they had to have that mentality that we are foreigners here in the land of Mitzrayim. And certainly that's so for all the lands of our dispersion, and certainly, certainly the lands in which we find ourselves today, lands of Chesed. But as far as morality is concerned, lands that are very distant from us. The Kaistra left. They left with the Rechush Gadol, with a great amount of money. Later, the Bizas Hayam, after Kriyas Yamsuf, they actually collected more money than in Mitzrayim. So they had two sources, for their wealth. They had one source of wealth that they had taken in Mitzrayim before leaving, and another source of wealth, that which they collected at the banks of the Yamsuf. The Chassam Sofer HaChadosh on this week's parasha, he makes an incredible point. He says the attitude of the Jews in collecting the money was very different in the Bizas Mitzrayim as opposed to the Bizas Hayam. In Egypt, when Klal Yisrael left with money, they had to be begged by Moshe Rabbeinu to take money from the Mitzvim. Klal Yisrael said, "Halavai neitzei ba'atzmeinu. Let's just get out of here. We don't need all this money." Hashem said, "No." It became a mitzvah to take money. Later at the Yamsuf, though, they were already out of Mitzrayim, and their attitude was very different. Here, they hungered for the wealth. Vayasa Moshe Yisrael miYamsuf. Vayasa Moshe Rabbeinu had to pull them away from the spoils, from the booty of Yamsuf. So that in Mitzrayim they were made wealthy, but at a time where they didn't need the wealth, they didn't feel they had to have an emotional need for it. At the Yamsuf, they already felt hungry for it. They wanted the wealth. Says the Chassam Sofer, look what happened. From the Biza of Mitzrayim, from that which they took out of Mitzrayim, Asu Mimenu HaMishkan. From that money was built the Mishkan. The Mishkan, the place of the Shekhinah which resides. From Bizas Hayam, from that came the Egel, from that jewelry came the Egel. Because a Nachlam of Uheles Barishaina, a person who looks for money, who looks to have a wealth, of Uheles Barishaina comes in a Bahala, even at the end it's not blessed. But this is very much a part connects well to this device that's trying, this device America. The constant desire to have wealth and more money at the cost of other parts of a person's life. We should know that the attitude towards money should be the attitude of Jesus Christ, not the attitude of Jesus Christ. Later, in Parshat we are going to learn that when Klal Yisrael comes to the Yamsuf complains, Halalu Oivdei Avodah Zarah, V'Halalu Oivdei Avodah Zarah. And the Kasha is asked by many that that should have been the complaint already today in Parshas Ba'i, or last week in Parshas Ba'era. If Halalu Avodah Zarah, V'Halalu Avodah Zarah, that complaint should be a complaint for the Tzardei, Akinim, etc., for all of the Makkos that took place. The Masha Chachma says a beautiful Yisdaid. His Yisdaid is that when it comes to Averis, Avodah Zarah, it is a Kitrug on Klal Yisrael. But as long as there's achdus, as long as there is among Klal Yisrael a feeling of togetherness, that's a protection. The Meshech Chachma says the following Yisrael. He says that for an individual, the mitzvahs Maisiyais are more important than the mitzvahs connected to Midas Tevas. So as to say that the Asfiyah Veiris Yehar Vayavar, and those Asfiyah Veiris are of course have to do with mitzvahs Maisiyais, Avay Desarek Yilei Arayis. However, for the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, the greater mitzvah is mitzvah. Averis that the Jewish people did, such as the Egel, which were Avodah Zarah, the most terrible mitzvah, Averim Aisi, was forgiven. Those Averis that were connected to Kilkul Amidai, such as the Meraglim, the mighty Diva Al-Aretz, those were not quickly forgiven. And therefore, it's an important story that Klal Yisrael, the Klal of Klal Yisrael, has to put its focus on the Midas Tevas. When it says that Klal Yisrael does Averis. Hashechid Itam Besech Tum Aislam. Gaj Bahu lives with Klal Yisrael Besech Tum Aislam even at that time. When it comes to Averis, Ben Avim Lechavei, right? The Shechina says, Ruma Ad Shomayim. I don't want to be with you. It's not too here. In Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael is Ba'achtos. And despite the Averis, there was no retribution for the Halalu Oifei Avei Dezara. When it came to the Amstuff, Nasu Kitois Kitois, they started to fight among themselves. Says the Meshech Chachma, at that point, when there was a Kilkal Amidais, there, there was a problem with Halalu Oifei Avei Dezara, they didn't have the Midais Taigais to protect them. The Bayis Trishin was Chorez for Averis Chamurais, but the Golos was short. The Bayis Shedi was Chorez in Asinam, the Golos was long. And that difference is the fundamental difference, the important difference between Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, and then Klal Yisrael panicking and fighting when they got to the Yom. I'd like to end by sharing with you an interesting Maramoko. An idea, I guess, which is connected to our behavior very much, very much so. And that is in the Sefer Gisvei Rav Henkin. In the back, where it has different letters and articles that Rav Henkin wrote, on page 124 in the back section, the fourth section of this book, Yisrael Rav Henkin, there is an important note regarding Medinas Eretz Yisrael. As you know, the Gedalei Eretz, the Gedalei Yisrael, many of them were strong objections to the establishment of a secular government in the land of Israel, very strong objections. However, once the government was established, it was a decision in the yeshiva world by the Gedalei Yisrael, most of them, to work with the government. And the source for that is a book of Rav Chaim Eiser, which Rav Henkin quotes here. Rav Henkin writes that when Klal Yisrael went to Galus, they were mushma shalei yimredu ba'umais, not to cause revolutions among the nations, to live among the nations of the world. Amar Hagoyim Rav Chaim Eiser, Hagoyim Zeh, shebeklal shuvos chazal shalei yimredu ba'umais, included in that shua the Jews made not to rebel against the nation. Now, Umas Yisrael Bechlal, that applies to the Israeli government as well. Shafilu Eina Memsholei Leches Bederech HaTaira Memsholei. Even if the government doesn't behave properly, it's still a government. And the limud is from the Parshias we're learning now. The Kamash Debiru Chazal Al-Apasik, the Yitzadeim Al-Bene Yisrael Va'aparei Melech Mitzrayim. We have numerous signs in these Parshias that COVID, that honor was given to Pari. He's a king, and a person has to behave in a manner of respect to the government. No matter who the government is, there's an idea of being respectful to the government that exists. And that applies really even here in the United States, with our great disappointment with the current administration and government. But the idea that Klal Yisrael were told and taught by example. Eliyahu Navi talks to Achav in Achav HaRasha in the language of respect. Nebuchadnezzar is addressed by Hanani Mishael Azaria as in the language of respect, as an Eved Hashem. And so, this idea is an idea learned from the Parsha. A very important historical footnote. The attitude of Gedalei Yisrael, at least those in our circles in the yeshiva world, towards Medinas Yisrael, this idea of showing respect to the government, as much as one opposes the policies that they may have. And with this idea, I wish everyone a good Shabbos. Those of you who aren't Shabbos, I hope will join us for our celebration. We should have never asked. It's to be rebirth. It's to strength for Hashem that we have to have a yeshiva which people are flocking. And it's really a celebration of Shabbos. I myself will be at Rachel Eisenstadt's home in Yitzhak Hashem this evening. Not this evening, on Shabbos, on Leil Shabbos. And it's my understanding that he invites everyone for an Einik Shabbos following the Suda, that is on, after 8 o'clock at his home. But certainly it's nice to be able to get together again. Once again, I finish by wishing a Refuah Shleima to Chaim Moshe Beis Nechemia and Miriam Reza, a Refuah Shleima Bekarit. Let our learning be as good.